broken down.
Blog Talk Radio.
Living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter. My city is you, so we gon' walk it out. Ooh, my bed. We gon' walk it out.
Well, good afternoon, good morning, and hello to all of you folks across the country and around the world. Yes, it's time to rise up one more time. What a blessing and an opportunity we have to continue work at being the best versions of ourselves. For many of you who follow us through Facebook, hopefully you're going to Grassroots Talks and you can listen to our show from there and also share that with your friends. But without further ado, because we really want to get into this, I'm just going to go ahead and welcome Dr. Tametra Clark. Hey, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dr. Brown, and to all of our listeners out there. We welcome you again to another episode of When Numb Is Not Enough, continuing the conversation about living life purposefully and intentionally through grief. So welcome, welcome, welcome. We want to continue our conversation. We have been dealing with what Dr. Alan Wolford calls mourning needs, things that everyone should offer themselves the space to experience during a time of mourning. For me, I look at these things as ingredients that we need to this mourning process. Like making a cake, there are certain ingredients that we need in order to get to that final product. And so as we walk through these different steps, these are things that we are going to need throughout the course of our grieving experience that's going to help get us to a place of wholeness at the end of this journey. And so we have tackled five of the six. We're actually on number five today. We talked about acknowledgement, what it means to allow the reality of the experience to come in. And then we talked about embracing it. What does that mean? How do we embrace something that is so painful? And so when we embrace it, we're talking about how do we take hold of it? How do we give it some shape? How do we give it some form? How do we get it, how do we hold on to it in a meaningful way? Then we talked about remembering the loss. We talked about remembering the loss and what that means for the person that's experiencing the death. And then we talked about developing, how do we develop our self-identity, our self-identity through this process.
Okay, it looks like she's dropped for a moment. We understand technology. It is not something that we always can depend on, even though we've grown very, very accustomed to its efficiency. I can't pretend to wear her shoes. It might look a little weird. Or how about this? Not necessarily qualified in that area. And because we know grief, loss is a very, very big thing. And, you know, we all manage things a little bit differently. But I believe that her process for dealing with loss, I think, really, really works. So you folks just go ahead over to Grassroots Talks and look for When Numb Is Not Enough, and you'll be able to hear more of her episodes. And we definitely promise you that our technology will get better and better as time moves on. I'm going to continue to play a little bit of this song until she comes back because it's such a motivating song. The lyrics are dead on point, and I hope that you are inspired as much as I am by listening to it. This is what happens when we deal with the issues of loss. Sometimes we get a chance to rewind it, or we wish that we could, hey, play it back one more time. And if I could do something a little bit different, what would that be? Dr. Clark, if you're still there, then we'll carry on. And if not, we'll try to carry the torch without you because we can't hear you even though we see your line and I saw your text. So we're going to go ahead and end for today, ladies and gentlemen. I have no idea what has happened here. Maybe if I punch a couple more buttons, something will happen. And that's not working either. So we're just going to bid you folks a great day and continue on our journey to managing grief and loss.